Welcome to the Growing in Grace podcast, where you can listen in on some casual conversation about the good news of Jesus without all of the inconsistent religious double talk. If you've ever struggled with feelings of hopelessness, guilt, and despair, or wondered if you're really right with God, it's time to discover the true freedom that comes with the gospel of unlimited and overflowing grace.
Oh, don't touch the red button. Joel just said he touched the red button, which means we're recording for the Growing in Grace podcast. I'm Mike Kapler, and he is the man who thought Charlotte's Web was based on a true story. Joel Brzezinski, nice to have you with us.
What? It's It's not
you
real?
Heard me.
What?
Yeah, there's no Santa Claus.
You Wescally Wabbit. What? What are you talking about?
I loved that book as a kid.
Me
too. Our second grade teacher read it to us.
Oh, I never had it read to me.
Yeah,
well, I saw the movie.
I guess I don't even know 100% know for sure if I read the book. Saw the movie later.
Yeah, that was. I think I saw the movie first and then read the book, if I remember right. But it's not real. I don't know. I'm gonna have to rethink everything now. No talking, you know, pigs and
this
spiders.
Yeah, this might lead us into our topic for today.
Yeah,
is it real?
Is it real?
Or is it Memorex?
Yeah, we'll have to. I am taping this as we speak.
Joel, let me ask you a question. This, for those of you who are expecting some great grace revelations today, I just want you to sit back and relax. If you're somebody who is just looking for something to disagree with us on, just sit back and relax. We're just going to have a conversation today because I was talking with Joel some weeks back, and it just kind of accidentally came up in the course of a conversation. And I don't know if God brought this to me, you know, or if it's just one of those things I started thinking about on my own. But how many of us over time have said something similar to, boy, someday I sure look forward to talking with the Apostle Paul and asking him about this or that or the other thing? Or I use Paul as an example, but you can name really anybody from the Bible. You might want to find out some things from Adam or Peter or who knows. Maybe Joel, the prophet.
No.
Nobody talks about Joel.
I thought you meant people will be wanting to talk to me.
Well, that's another possibility. So, and where I'm going with this, Joel, is sometimes I think we Christians, sometimes we just get into this, I'm having trouble coming up with the words here, but it's sort of a fairy tale type of mentality. And I understand, look, eternity, heaven, it's a mystery to a great extent. We probably wonder and imagine what it's going to be like. And I sense once we leave the bonds of earth, we're going to find out some things real fast. But there's a reality there that is not fairy tale like. And so, for example, now that I've mentioned what I've said, I don't see us individually talking with people like Paul and having a sit down, grabbing lunch or whatever, you know, however you would view that, however you would see that, and just having a little powwow. I don't see it. Look, there's millions, if not billions, of people we're talking about here in this place called heaven. And have you ever been to, some of you out there listening, if you've ever been to Disney World, some of the lines are pretty long. So you know, me and Joel get up there and we're like, hey, I got to look up Peter. I got to look up Paul. Oh, look at that. Oh, they're over there. And there's, oh, look at that line. He thought Disney World was bad. And where I'm going with this, Joel, is I don't think, this is just me talking, okay? I'm speculating here, but I don't think there's celebrity status in heaven outside of Jesus Christ, God himself.
Yeah. You know, a few weeks ago on one of our podcasts on YouTube, one of our listeners, she brought up something that I think is different. You know, it would be interesting, she said, to sit down with Paul and hear about the struggles that he went through. I'm not saying exactly as she said it, but just some of the things that he went through, because he was probably a person. I think we said something about this last week ourselves on our 20th anniversary and 1000th podcast show, where Paul, he probably grew in grace himself. It's not like Jesus gave him the revelation of the gospel and he instantly knew everything, but he went through a period of time where he struggled with things and he grew in grace and you know, a lifetime of that. And so it would be interesting to hear, I think, to sit down with him and hear that type of thing. But I think what you're talking about and the question you're posing and where I think I would go with this is that indeed, when it comes to us leaving these earthly bodies and entering into an eternity in heaven where there are indeed going to be myriads and myriads and myriads of people, we're speculating here. This, you know, we're not providing solid answers for anything here, but speculating, I would say that it's not about Paul. You know, from God's perspective, it's not about Paul. It's not about Peter. It's not about James. It's not about any of the people that wrote. It's not about Moses. It's not about Isaiah. It's not about any of these people who were prophets or who wrote. They were vessels just like you and me. Vessels who God used for purposes. And that's not a bad thing. You know, sometimes people don't like the word used. He just used them. But they were used in really great ways. You know, God, it's a privilege. It's an honor to be used by God in such a way as to give a message to people or to write things down that people years later would read and it would help them to understand the gospel and to understand God and Jesus and all of that. But I really don't think that God ever intended for Paul or anybody like him to have celebrity status. I don't think Paul ever thought of himself that way. I even think about Paul who admonished the people. You follow Paul, you follow Apollos, you follow this person or that person. It's not about me. It's not about Apollos. It's not about any of these people. You know, somebody sows seeds, somebody waters the seeds, but it's about God who gives the increase. It's not about this famous pastor or that famous person, that famous biblical character. I mean, it's fun to think about them and to think what a conversation with them would be like. But I think going along with what I think you were getting at is that I really don't think that we're going to enter and we're going to sit and we're going to be, and behold, I looked and there was Paul. And and I had this 5-hour conversation with him, and it was, you know, because, you know, if it's that mindset, then yeah, lots and lots and lots, there's going to be long lines. So I think in that respect, it's not about it's not about the people who wrote the Bible. It's not even about the Bible. You know, it's going to be Jesus Christ. That's going to be the quote celebrity. That's going to be what it's about. We're going to know God like we've never known him before.
And I understand why people would like to think that way. I, like you, Joel, I would find it interesting to be able to have conversations at this point in time. I feel like that would be interesting.
Yes. Like our listener was saying a few weeks ago.
Yes.
It'd be awesome.
I have the feeling, I have the sense that in eternity, it doesn't revolve around Bible theology or the people that are mentioned. I mean, why stop with the apostles or mm-hmm. the prophets? Why not? Well, I'd really like to talk to that woman who was caught in the act of adultery or some other witness. What did Jesus write in the dirt? I mean, those are the kinds of things that we think about now. Or the Samaritan woman at the well. Tell me about your experience. I think everybody has their experiences. And as we mentioned last week, I think one thing we're going to be finding out is how God used you.
Yes.
Just like he used these other people that you'd mentioned, Joel. They're just human beings. And yes, there is a story being told here as it relates to the gospel. But this temporary booklet of written pages that we hold in our hands. And I know some people think that the Bible is an eternal thing. There are things within the pages that are eternal.
Right.
But as you said, it really all comes back to the one who truly is eternal, the one who has always been and always will be, and that is God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. And so I think it's fun once in a while to have these conversations. People have different views on it. I realize that. But I just think there's a reality in eternity that is going to hit us very quickly. And celebrity status, it's not really going to be a thing where we're headed. And it's going to be probably so special and so different, so unexpected. It's really hard for us to imagine or think about that. But I think maybe part of the purpose for bringing this up is we don't want to hold people up in worship status, not even the Bible itself. There are some people who just kind of refer to themselves or identify as Bible believers, when in reality, we're believers in Christ. And it's just something, Joel, it's one of those things you kind of stop and think about. But when you stop and think about the reality of it, it's just not... I almost hate to use the word because it seems sort of contradictory a little bit, but it's just not reality for all the people of the world to go around and talk to a few people that are in the Bible. and I have the feeling, you know, this place called heaven, I don't know. You know, you read this stuff about scientists who are discovering all these, you know, millions, billions of galaxies. And you know, we live in a galaxy. There's just so many more of those out there. I just think eternity and where people are located and all of that. I have no reason to think that we wouldn't be able to connect with people that we have known here on Earth, you know, family and friends and so forth. I'm not saying that isn't possible. I just think the celebrity status thing from Bible characters who are just sitting around all day waiting for people to talk to them, to me, that's not realistic.
Yeah. I was recently on, I guess, on a podcast with Rick Fry, and we were talking a little bit about celebrity status. And then we were also talking about something that you and I have talked about recently on our podcast, and how about, to put it in different words, it's not about the, you know, the message is wonderful, you know, to the message of grace and to share the message, but so many people are stuck with a message, they're stuck with a belief system, and it doesn't end up pointing them to Christ. And mm-hmm. we were talking about how it's about knowing him. You know, Paul said, you know, he was ditching all of his fleshly heritage and efforts and performance in favor of knowing him. You know, so Paul would have shared the message that he shared for the purpose of pointing people to Christ, not to him as the messenger. He was just a messenger. We are just messengers. And it's all about getting to know him, to know Christ. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, like I think we have like the Epistle to the Hebrews. It's sometimes debated as to who wrote that. And when it comes down to it, it doesn't really matter as far as who wrote it. I mean, it might matter as far as giving credibility to whoever wrote it, but from that perspective. But as far as the truths that are written in it, it really doesn't matter, because it's about who it points to. It's pointing to Jesus Christ, who was given by God as the covenant that is mentioned in that epistle. And so when it really comes down to it, it's not about Joel, whether the prophet Joel or me or Mike Kapler or Paul or anybody. It's really not about us. It's about what Jesus Christ, and from his perspective, I think, from Christ's perspective, it's about every single one of us. He did what he did for every single one of us so that we could be with him. And I think it's just changing this a little bit up here. From his perspective, it's also going to be a party. It's going to be a celebration because he gets to be with us forever. And he did it for that purpose. And so I think it will be exciting for him to have us with him eternally.
This has been Growing in Grace with Mike Kapler and Joel Brizeke, heard online through various internet sources around the world each week. Access past programs by visiting growingingrace.org. Share it with a friend and listen again next week for more Growing in Grace.